USA Radio News.
Today in Philadelphia, President Trump delivered remarks at the National Electrical Contractors Association. The president discussed manufacturing jobs.
New manufacturing jobs since the election, and that number very shortly will be up, David, to 640,000.
And if you remember, the past administration said those are jobs that you're not going to be adding. You're going to need a magic wand. Do you remember that magic wand? There was no magic wand. It's good policy and other things. We're in the midst of a manufacturing renaissance.
The FBI is continuing their investigation into the sexual harassment allegations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the floor.
The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
North Korea is estimated to have up to 60 nuclear weapons. That's at least what a top South Korean official told lawmakers on Monday. The South Korean assessment on the North's arsenal is not much different than what other various outside groups have estimated, largely based on the nuclear materials that the North is believed to have produced. Another study looks at violent video games, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The new study says that playing violent video games is linked to an increase in physical aggression in real life. The international study published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences looked at 17,000 kids ages 9 to 17. They say those who played violent games were also more likely to be aggressive, getting in trouble for hitting or fighting with non-family members. Researchers say the link is small but notable. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now, before heading to Philadelphia, the president spoke outside the White House to reporters. The president once again addressed Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, I say that it's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. This is a very difficult time. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. It really does. You could be somebody that was perfect your entire life, and somebody could accuse you of something. Doesn't necessarily have to be a woman, as everybody says, but somebody could accuse you of something, and you're automatically guilty. But in this realm, you are truly guilty until proven innocent. That's one of the very, very bad things that's taking place right now. Say it. There's not a message now, but you might have a message by the end of the week. You may have a message. You're going to see. You're going to see. But he's an outstanding person. He's an outstanding man. And for his sake and for the sake of his family, I hope he does well. I think he's been very brutally treated.
And finally, the Major League Baseball playoffs kick off tonight with the Chicago Cubs hosting the Colorado Rockies. First pitch is just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.